is another tough day for Cal. Today, his family is getting the rest of Wayne's stuff. My head swims. You mean like letters? Yeah, letters, clothes, books, whatever he had. Cal will need you. Don't let him down now. My line starts to bob, but all I can think about is my letter to Wayne and if Cal will ever forgive me. One nice thing about fishing with Dad is there are no fish to clean after returning home. I smell fishy, though. I think about taking a shower before dinner, but when I look out the window over my dresser, I see Cal coasting his bike down the driveway. I slam the drawer shut and rush outside to get my bike. I take off after him. He's already turned off Ivy Street, and I wonder if he's headed right or left. I choose right and pedal fast. I catch a glimpse of him on Elm Street and race toward him. He rides at a slow pace, but as I get closer, he glances back and speeds up. I pedal harder, trying to meet his pace, but he's faster than me and becomes a blue blur way down the road. I lean forward, working with the wind at my back. Finally, I gain enough speed, and we're just inches from each other. If I reach out, I could grab him. Cal stands, breathing hard, pedaling like mad. Ignoring me, he focuses straight ahead on the road.